Do others see in your lifestyle that you are indeed a child of God and a citizen of heaven as well? Love and Easter blessings to you all. I am Sister Didi Alarcon of the Daughters of St. Paul for today's Gospel Power.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
Today's Gospel is a favorite reading for funeral masses. Jesus' speech about dwelling places and the Father's house has been interpreted almost exclusively as the after-death experience of heavenly bliss. But in fact, these dwelling places and the Father's house are accessible to us now here on earth, for Jesus has already prepared them by means of his passion, death, and resurrection. By rising from the dead, Jesus has fulfilled his promise to come back to take us to himself, so that where he is, we also may be. The expression dwelling places and the Father's house refers to our divine adoption, our becoming children of God, capable of becoming part of the intimacy that the only begotten Son enjoys with his Father. Physical death will only be the final unveiling and full enjoyment of this intimate relationship. But we do not have to wait until we have crossed over to the next life to begin occupying the dwelling places Jesus has prepared for us. Eternity begins now. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, help us to live on earth in a manner worthy of our new status as God's children and citizens of God's eternal kingdom. Amen.
Merciful and compassionate Father, we come to you in our need to seek your protection against the COVID-19 virus that has disturbed and claimed many lives. We ask you now to look upon us with love and by your healing hand, dispel the fear of sickness and death, restore our hope and strengthen our faith. We pray that you guide the people tasked to find cures for this disease and to stem its transmission. We thank you for the vaccines developed, made possible by your guiding hands. Bless our efforts to use these vaccines to end the pandemic in our country. We pray for our health workers that they may minister to the sick with competence and compassion. Grant them health in mind and body, strength in their commitment, protection from the disease. We pray for those afflicted. May they be restored to health. Protect those who care for them. grant eternal rest to those who have died. Give us the grace in these trying times to work for the good of all and to help those in need. May our concern and compassion for each other see us through this crisis and lead us to conversion and holiness. Grant all this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. We fly to your protection, O Holy Mother of God. Do not despise our petition in our necessities, but deliver us always from all dangers. O glorious and blessed Virgin. Amen. Our Lady, Health of the Sick, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Raphael the Archangel, pray for us. Saint Roch, pray for us. Saint Lorenzo Ruiz, pray for us. Saint Pedro Calungsod, pray for us.
Celebrating the Pauline Family Year of the Word of God from November 26, 2020 to November 26, 2021 with a theme, That the Lord's Message May Spread Quickly.